At its core, marketing is the process of attracting potential customers and clients to a specific product or service. Marketing at its best unearths consumer insights to creatively reach and engage a target audience with the brand's benefits to drive sustainable growth. Hi, I'm Erica Farber, President and CEO of the REB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Each year, the REB Business Development Team, led by Tammy Greenberg, attends the ANA Masters of Marketing Conference, a four-day conference that brings together brand marketers from large and small companies, allowing them to tap into best practices, case studies, and insights, while also learning about the latest consumer trends from leading marketing and advertising executives. The conference showcases creative thinking and strategies from some of the world's top CMOs and leading brands on what they have implemented to meet customer needs, drive growth, and inspire change. At the conference, we had the opportunity to sit down to talk with many attendees about their marketing goals, the issues they're most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. In this podcast, episode number 11 of the series, we hear the conversation I had with Phil Dauchy, Global Head of Brand Strategy and International Marketing for Cadillac General Motors.
So you just walked out of the session.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about being here at the ANA?
So I'm very, very inspired. This is my first ANA conference, so to see the colleagues and to hear the presentation so far has been very, very inspiring. I work at Cadillac and trying to insert authenticity and be humorous. We always are struggling with how to sort of make a luxury brand and use some of those techniques. So I've been so far very inspired by the speakers today.
Okay. Well, everyone's talking about growth. That seems to be a theme.
Yeah.
So how is that thematically aligning with your goals at Cadillac?
Yeah, so for growth is tantamount at Cadillac. I mean, we have big volume goals. We're going to an all-electric future with an all-electric portfolio. So for us, we're keenly focused on a few different dynamics within EV. First and foremost is the need to bring women into the EV fold. Typically, those that have purchased EVs in the past have primarily been men. Mm-hmm. Men willing to take some liberties, some risks with buying an electric vehicle that, frankly, women just haven't been willing to swallow. Women typically buy vehicles more on rational purchase reasons, so quality, safety, durability, reliability. Men are much more emotional in the purchase decisions, so how the vehicle looks, how it performs, is it fun to drive, what image does it necessarily give them. So for us, the growth for Cadillac is going to be coming through diverse audiences and specifically women as we move to an all-electric vehicle lineup.
You know, it's so interesting you talk about the car experience for a female. There's always been an issue at the dealer level for a woman by herself that she's not necessarily treated the same way as a male. And that's got to be a challenge for you as well. You can put together this fabulous product, but how they're going to be treated at the retail level.
Yeah, so the retail is very interesting because, you know, there are so many great dealers out there, but the experience can vary from dealer to dealer, and it's not necessarily about women being treated differently about at the dealership. It's about providing a great experience for everyone. And certainly, I worked at a dealership. I sold cars for a summer. I worked in a service garage for a summer as well, and the GM there actually saw the potential in bringing female salespeople into the organization, and he actively recruited female sales consultants from actually local bank branches.
Oh, wow.
And it was Toyota of Seattle at the time, and what that did was you want to see a friendly face. No matter who you are, you don't want to go into a dealership blind.
Yep.
You want to have a relationship or at least common ground. So what that means is you need to have individuals of all different types and not just, and those that are also those that are sort of been trained and have a natural ability to make human connection and deliver on the needs, wants, and ultimately the vehicle assessments of why people are coming into the dealership. So while for sure there's been challenges in the retail model with how certain demographics have been serviced, it's really about trying to deliver a consistent, holistic approach across the dealership network so that you're servicing all of your customers and you're getting them, in the end, a fantastic experience and a fantastic product.
So obviously, here we are doing a podcast.
Yeah.
We're in the audio business.
Yeah.
Share a little bit about your perspective on audio and how you think of audio with regard to your own brand.
Yeah, so it's very interesting because for me personally, I love audio. I consume a lot of audio. And it's been a whole new way of interacting. While I do watch television and I do scroll, power scroll, like everyone out there, the ability to learn quickly and the ability to be entertained has been so important for me through podcasting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my favorite podcasts are Wisdom from the Top and After Hours, HBR. I listen to those, and every week I come across and learn something new. So for our business, I think, you know, we've been interested in sort of experimenting
right.
with podcasting and trying to make sure which podcasts align to our brand. And it's not an easy riddle to solve because some align more with brands than others,
mm-hmm.
right? And I also think that we continue to look at new mediums. So for us, and while I'm not necessarily the media buyer, I do think that there is a bright, bright future for our brand within podcasting, as long as we can find the right partnerships that espouse the same values and that can deliver to the right audience.
Right. So, you know, data and technology, that's something we've been hearing about this morning. It plays such an even greater role right now in marketing our products.
Yeah.
You know, discuss a little bit about your approach to marketing and how data and technology are tied into that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I built my entire career on data analytics. I came up through marketing research, and really that really gave me my probably competitive edge and
right.
where I sit. And so now I sit within the marketing organization helping to set the KPIs for the brand, brand health, conquest rates, and reservations. I mean, there's a list of KPIs that I'm responsible for setting for the brand, and then we have to track them. I've also been responsible for our media investment optimization model.
Right.
So think across 300 different variables, 70 different categories, what's actually driving sales within the organization. And so you have to have an analytical mind or just an analytical team to be able to think through and make informed decisions. This is not something that, you know, gut and luck no longer sort of rule the day within marketing.
Right.
You have to be a data-driven organization, and those that I work with have really been able to promote that within General Motors, whether it's Deborah Wall, who's the CMO mm-hmm. of General Motors, or whether or not it's Melissa Grady, my boss, who's a data-driven mind.
So it's going to even continue to be more important.
Yeah, it's only going to get more important, but it's only going to get more difficult, right? With a cookie-less environment, how do we make sure that we're giving customers the experience they want with the data that they want to share?
Right.
It's not an easy riddle to solve.
No, it's not. And I think the consumer now, they're pretty smart. And before they would just click yes, and now it's like, wait a minute, let me see how you're going to be using that data.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's going to be, you know, the next frontier in cookie-less or pared-back sharing of data really has to come down to what the customer is willing to share. Like, I hate going to websites right now, and they say, do you accept cookies or do you not accept cookies? And I have this game with myself based on how mature I think the website is. I will make a guess whether or not they're going to let me in or not let me in based on my, if I say no. So, I have just had a brand experience. If somebody is going to let me on their website and ask me about cookies, and then I hit no and they do not let me in, I just had a negative brand experience with that site.
Interesting.
So there's got to be a way that you start to customize the information that you share. And frankly, there's got to be brands and websites that have to be more forgiving and understanding of people's diverse preferences in sharing data. Some just frankly are not.
So thinking about data from an audio standpoint and a radio standpoint, what can we do to help you do a better job at your job? You know, how can we help you?
So it's a really good question. And frankly, I'm not necessarily probably the best person to ask that. I can give you my perspective, but it's from more of a brand strategy perspective. It's from more of an international.
But it's an important perspective.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate that. So what? Let me parrot this back to you and see if I can engage my active listening. What can we do as an industry, as an audio industry, to help people like me and brands like Cadillac?
Correct.
Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. I would say, again, maybe I'll come back to data, right? Continue to make sure that we get the data that we need to make informed decisions about audio. I do think audio is a under-leveraged medium. And for me, in my mind, I'm always trying to figure out, where's my luxury customer? What audio are they listening to? And what's their ability to skip ads? Right. Frankly, in audio, you know, I skip ads all the time in my podcasts. And I think the ability to show us not only what an ad looks like within audio and podcasting, I'm going to focus in on podcasting specifically since that's what we're doing, but also how to integrate within the actual content and make it relevant and interesting to the customer. Because frankly, ads are important and they're an easy way to serve up a message, but how can the content be integrated within the brand's message to want to serve the customer?
And the last question I want to ask you, because obviously everyone's focused on the next big idea.
Yeah.
What are you most excited about right now for the future?
What am I most? For me, well, first and foremost, at Cadillac, you know, we are so excited about the push towards sustainability. Mm-hmm. And we are excited about the push towards an all-electric vehicle lineup. So we're going to have a full portfolio of electric vehicles. And this is a moment and a time and opportunity for our brand as we actually reflect back. It's our 120th anniversary. So, our birthday was August 22nd. So happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah, thank you to Cadillac. So at this point of reflection, we're trying to really take advantage of Cadillac's inflection point. We're at a time where we're closing in on an all-time sales year. And as we move to this bright future, it's about taking responsibility and bringing in the future to the present. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a more sustainable, a more responsible, and a more customer-friendly brand. And while we do and deliver on all those aspects today, I'm really excited that that trend is not only, sure, being embraced by Cadillac and General Motors, but it's a trend that's being embraced by the entire world.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. We
so
appreciate it.
Yeah, this has been a fun experience. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm looking forward to seeing where audio goes in the future.
We are too.
As General Motors, and more specifically the Cadillac brand, moves towards an electric vehicle future, along with it comes huge volume goals. Hefty goals, unlike many other advertisers. Clients like Phil look for partners that can help them to make data-driven decisions to reach and engage target consumers. Remember, Phil said, and I quote, "Gut and luck no longer rule the day in marketing. Marketing is a data-driven business," end quote. This is a great insight to think about as we all approach marketers with audience data, local market insights, and results that we know radio provides.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.